here's a story from The World.
We begin in southern Mexico near the Guatemala border. Over the last few weeks, videos have emerged from there showing Mexican immigration officials violently detaining migrants. Many are trying to reach the U.S. The eyewitness accounts are raising concerns among human rights groups and others over abuse. The World's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia is following this story and has this report. A caution, it includes descriptions of physical assault.
These videos were recorded along rural roads some 50 miles north of the Mexico-Guatemala border. Many of them are chaotic, like this one from 2 weeks ago. Mexican immigration officials and soldiers in riot gear chase after men running away with little more than their backpacks and sneakers. The scene is difficult to make out, but this image is clear. Two uniformed officers tackle one man to the ground, and a third one punts him in the face, then makes a failed attempt to stomp his boot against the man's skull. And in this other video, a woman says she lost her 8-year-old daughter, Adana, as they were running from authorities. In the video, the woman and a man are holding each other in a bear hug, with another small child squeezed in between them. A huddle of uniformed officers is attempting to separate them. I'm not going anywhere without my daughter, the man says. Adana was reunited with her family the next day. Human rights observers say Mexican authorities' systemic abuse of people attempting to migrate through the country's southern region has reached unprecedented levels.
We believe it's an effect from a much larger and complex situation.
Alejandra Elizalde is with Formación y Capacitación AC, an NGO that advocates for migrant women's rights in southern Mexico. It's estimated that more than 35,000 people from Honduras, Haiti, Venezuela, and other countries are living in squalid conditions in Mexico's southern city of Tapachula. Elizalde says many are now attempting to walk north.
People in Tapachula that have been stuck there for months and months, some of them almost for over a year, they're waiting to do their migration applications. Most of them, they're applying for asylum in Mexico.
Elizalde says government violence against migrants became common as early as 3 years ago when Mexico sent the National Guard to patrol its southern border. But she says that as people are attempting to seek work or housing in other parts of Mexico, authorities have escalated their repression efforts.
They've been using this method that implicates they take the kids first, so the parents would give themselves in, and this is all documented.
Nosotros lo hacemos, y esto es muy importante.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responded at a press conference last week to complaints of abuse. He first says that migrants are breaking the law by transiting through the country without permission.
Es que tenemos que cuidar a los migrantes.
And then he argues that authorities are actually protecting the people they stop because most want to reach the U.S. and it's a dangerous journey to get there. Cesar Cuauhtemoc García Hernández is a law professor at The Ohio State University. He says he finds it ironic that the president of a country with a long history of migration takes a heavy-handed approach against migrants. And he adds that it's partially because of the influence of the United States.
When it comes to Mexico in particular, though, we also devote resources to funding Mexican operations through a number of initiatives as well as diplomatic tactics.
García Hernández says that in 2014, the Obama administration helped fund increased policing along Mexico's Guatemala border, and that in 2018, the Trump administration publicly threatened Mexico with economic punishment if Mexican authorities didn't stop asylum seekers.
Certainly, the Biden administration is a world apart from the Trump administration in terms of rhetoric. But when it comes to the U.S. government's policies, they continue to encourage the Mexican government reducing the number of people who make it to Mexico's northern border and the U.S.'s southern border.
García Hernández says that even though the U.S. is an outside actor, abuses in southern Mexico will continue as long as the American government doesn't speak up about them. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.